Thank you for sticking the pages.
Just follow the sound into the body. The body that is the mysterious gateway between the inner and the outer. This process of inner descent, where we touch the living archetypes, going inwards and downwards, going underneath. Letting our senses move inwards, bringing our whole sense of the world with us, so that our sense of the world that we touch, the world that we hear, the world that we smell and taste, the world that we see, travels with us into the deep. Letting go of name and form. Letting go even of shape. Moving inwards and downwards. and until we feel underneath our feet a roadway, a pathway. A pathway that leads to an ancient temple. And as we walk upon this ancient pathway, on either side of the path, we see an avenue of ram-headed sphinxes. We feel the heat of the sun upon us, the brightness of the desert. And before us, we see a great temple, the Egyptian temple. We approach a great pylon gateway. Of sandstone. And around the gateway there are great flagpoles with pennants flying in the wind. And the sky is blue and the sun is high. And above the temple, far up, there flies a hawk, a falcon, whose wings are somehow spread in blessing upon us, and who somehow sees us as we notice it. And as we step in through the temple gateway, we find ourselves in an open courtyard. And in the center of the courtyard is a great altar where offerings are placed. And off the courtyard there are many small chapels dedicated, each one dedicated to one of the gods, the Netaru, to gods and goddesses that represent all the functions of the world. There's the temple of Hathor, connected with love and nurture. There's the temple of Anpu, the guide of the dead. There's the temple of Osiris, the god of death and resurrection. There's the temple of Isis, the lady of magic. There's the temple of Sekhmet, the goddess of healing. And many, many others. For here all the archetypes are honored, each in their place, each at their time. Make an offering and a prayer at the altar. And spend a little time exploring the chapels of the archetypes, the chapels of the gods. And after, and then take a further step, we see at the end of the courtyard a doorway. It's a much smaller doorway. And passing through that, we find ourselves in a smaller space. And we become aware that the pathway is gradually rising. So we are slowly moving upwards while moving inwards. And we find ourselves in a covered courtyard, lit simply by shafts of light from small holes in the roof. And this is a hall of pillars, painted like papyrus blossoms. So it is as if we're in a field of green pillars. And on the pillars and on the walls are many images of the gods and goddesses and their stories. And so we wander here for a little while, exploring the stories of the gods. There are many stories here, many gods and goddesses. And we are drawn to whatever we are drawn to. And in amongst the columns, there is the strange figure of a man with the head of an ibis or a heron. Where is the great god Thoth, the scribe of heaven, the teacher of story. And so if you wish to understand the stories, you may approach him. He is a figure of great stillness and presence, and bright black eyes. And you sense it is time to move on, but before you do, Thoth gives you something that represents your connection to these living stories, these myths that constantly retell themselves, these symbols that speak. And we come into an even smaller space, walking across a narrow bridge over water. And we come into the Holy of Holies, the house of Amun-Ra. And we come into the antechamber of the house of Amun-Ra, where there is an altar with a boat and a little shrine. This is the sacred bark of Amun-Ra, through which he moves through heaven and earth. And on the walls there are the images of Amun-Ra himself. A blue-skinned man, wearing a crown with two great plumes, with his wife Montu beside him, who wears the vulture crown. And their son Khonsu, who is the child in the lotus. Be welcome to the family of Amun-Ra. Be welcome to the boat of Amun-Ra, and have your place there. And now we take a further step into an even smaller place. And inside this small place is a small square shrine. And as we open that shrine, there is an even smaller shrine within it. And we step into it, becoming smaller, becoming more intent, more focused. And we step again into a shrine that again contains a shrine. Becoming smaller, more focused. Stepping inwards, becoming smaller, becoming more intense. Becoming at length a single point of life and love and power. Becoming our moon, the hidden one, the singularity, the point from which light arises. the point to which all light returns. Being the hidden sun, the hidden light. Being in the still dark place. Being the focus of all. Being in the hidden shrine, we hear the chant of the priests. Let us salute our moon, sun of heaven. Your rising is beautiful in the horizon of heaven. O sun, who had your existence in primeval times, when you rise in the east, you fill each land with beauty. You are beautiful to see and are great like crystal. You are high above the earth. Your beams of light embrace the lands, every land which you have made. You are remote, but your beams are upon the earth. When you set in the western horizon, the earth is in darkness and is like a being that is dead. They lie down and sleep in their habitations. Their heads are covered and their nostrils are stopped, and no man can see his neighbour. Every lion comes forth from his den, and serpents of every kind bite. The night becomes blacker and blacker, and the earth is silent, because thou who hast made them is sunk to rest in his horizon. When you rise in the horizon, the earth brightens, and when your beams shine, it is day. Darkness takes flight as soon as your light bursts out. Then human beings wake up and stand upon their feet because you have raised them up. They lift up their hands and hymns with hymns of praise because you have risen. All over the earth they perform their work. All beasts rest in their pastures, and the trees and the green herb put forth their leaves and flowers. The birds fly out of their nests, and their wings praise your soul. The fish in the stream leaps up towards your face, and your beams shine through the waters of the great sea. You make male seed to enter into women and cause the liquid seed to become a human being. You make the child to live in the belly of his mother and are a nurse to them in the womb. You give breath to vivify every part of the body. When the child goes forth from the belly on the day when they are born, you open their mouths that they may speak. You have created the heavens and the earth, which are so far extending that you may rise and look upon all which you did create when you existed alone. And you rise in your creations as the living sun, and you rise and sink, depart and return. You did create the forms of all created things in yourself when you existed alone. From all creation every eye looks upon you, for you are the sun of the day. You journey through that which exists in your eye. You are in our heart, and none know you except your servants, whom you make wise by your counsels and strength. The earth is in your hand, and when you rise, human beings live, and when you set, they die. Unleash the light and the power of your eye through your servants' hands. And as you hear the hymn, your light intensifies, the single point becomes more radiant and moves forward, becoming larger. Becoming the radiant sun rising in the eastern horizon. Stepping forward from shrine to shrine, shining brighter and brighter. You step forward into the shapes of Amun-Ra, the living human being. You step into the boat of Amun-Ra. For as the living human, as the sun reborn, the light shines through you. And you move across the great waters that surround the Holy of Holies. And you step into the field of reeds. And the field of reeds is illuminated. The stories on the walls have become alive and speaking. The silent images speak, the silent images move. The stories of the world tell themselves in harmony and in peace. And as you walk into the outer courtyard, the statues of the gods in their temples come to life, and they in turn shine the light into the places that are theirs, into the places of love and nurturing, into the places of healing, into the places of guidance, so that all the parts of life are illuminated by the power of the Neteru, of the living archetypes. And you step as Amun-Re, the Hidden One. You step out of the temple, letting the light shine into the world. We walk along the avenue of the ram-headed sphinxes, back into this room, letting the light shine into this room, letting the light shine through your own mysterious body. Feeling behind you the presence of all the Neteru, all the archetypes, and the illuminating presence of the single point, the reborn sun. And we feel within you the presence of Amun-Re and Montu and the living child who brings all newness. Let your light shine into this room. Let your senses orientate into this room, into this moment, bringing the light and peace of the timeless and the mysterious, just here, just now. Just slowly bring yourselves present. And noticing what you bring back from the journey. You may want to use the pastels, or you may want to write something just to ground whatever you've received.